The singer, who meh-mehed like a goat, therefore, was called a tragos oidos, or goat-singer, and it is this strange name which developed into the modern word tragedy, which means, in the theatrical sense, a piece with an unhappy ending, just as comedy, which really means the singing of something comos, or gay, is the name given to a play which ends happily. But how, you will ask, did this noisy chorus of masqueraders, stamping around like wild goats, ever develop into the noble tragedies which have filled the theatres of the world for almost 2,000 years? The connecting link between the goat-singer and Hamlet is really very simple, as I shall show you in a moment. The singing chorus was very amusing in the beginning, and attracted large crowds of spectators, who stood along the side of the road and laughed. But soon this business of hee-hawing grew tiresome, and the Greeks thought dullness an evil only comparable to ugliness or sickness. They asked for something more entertaining. Then an inventive young poet from the village of Icaria in Attica hit upon a new idea which proved a tremendous success. He made one of the members of the goat chorus step forward and engage in conversation with the leader of the musicians, who marched at the head of the parade playing upon their pipes of Pan.